Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
And welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's kind of weird, the changes that we've seen. Those of you who do actually leave the house and go to work, traffic is pretty much non-existent. Obviously, barring an accident or something along those lines, your workplace, if you still physically come into work, is radically different. Basically, we have nobody here. I mean, we have on-air staff. We have a very limited number of support staff people here, people in the newsroom. But we have been operating probably with 5 to 10% of our personnel here for, I don't know, probably a week. I mean, it obviously developments have come so rapidly that it's difficult to think back to exactly what day we did what, but we're not doing contest giveaways because the public is not able to get into the radio station at any time for any reason. Our deliveries are not happening. We have special instructions for that. So everything is, obviously everything is askew. I've gotten some emails from people saying, 18 months of this, and you're telling us not to panic. One person out there want to tell me what good panic does? Does one person want to tell me what good that does? Sack up, people. It happened back during the 1918-19 pandemic. And maybe one of the reasons that lasted so long is because we didn't know then what we know today about viruses and transmission and containment and mitigation, etc. So 18 months is a worst case scenario. If it is 18 months, it is 18 months. What choice do you have? And as far as your income is concerned, obviously, things are going to be changing in this country. If this, in fact, turns out to be a very lengthy situation, I think it's inevitable that we are going to be dealing with some pretty hefty tax increases to cover the costs, to spread the pain, if you will. The only problem with that, it concerns me, is that temporary tax increases have a way of becoming permanent. So we need to, in a situation like this, we have to take things one day at a time. And don't presume that the worst case scenario is actually going to play out. Don't presume that. You might take some solace in the numbers from South Korea. The numbers reported from China are somewhat encouraging, although I don't regard the Chinese government or their propaganda machine media as legitimate sources of information. And I'm glad President Trump is calling this the Chinese virus, by the way. That is a direct response to Chinese and Russian propaganda attempts to blame this worldwide pandemic on the United States, even though the evidence is that it broke out in China. And for people who are convinced that it is a bioweapon gone mad, you do know that the common flu originally transmitted from birds to humans, right? Yes, the common flu originally was in birds. It mutated and then was picked up by human beings. So it's not like it's out of the question that this isn't some giant communist conspiracy. I mean, I'm hearing, and again, I told you, people get squirrely in situations like this. And unfortunately, platforms like Twitter and Facebook not only allow people to get squirrely, but allow them to spread misinformation for their own purposes. And I've heard people saying, well, this was all a special virus that China designed to take care of the protesters in Hong Kong, and it got out of hand. And I'm sorry, do I need to walk everybody through the logical fallacies in that statement? Like China had an interest in destroying its own economy, number two economy in the world and growing, and it took a hit and is taking a hit just like ours is taking a hit. Eventually, everybody's going to know exactly where this started, why it started, how it started. But the evidence so far is this is just like the common flu in that it mutated and went from birds or animals to human beings. If it makes you feel better to think of this as a Chinese bio experiment, be my guest. I can't tell you what to think. I can just rely on the best sources of information that I have. And these are not wacko websites. These are scientists who follow the scientific method. So believe what you want. That's up to you. But that is one of the things that I just want to caution you about. The longer this goes, the shorter people's tempers are going to become, and the more irrational people are going to become. This is what it is. And a lot of people have it real bad right now. Don't know about money situation. Don't know how long this is going to last, much less when life is going to get back to normal. All we can do is what we can do as individuals for the common good. Oh, and as far as the test issue is concerned, something I've been saying now for several days and was repeated actually by Mark Sullivan, the president of Catholic Health, in announcing that St. Joseph's campus would be a COVID-19 hospital, all of us must act as though we have been exposed to COVID-19. I've been acting that way for, well, I don't know, days, a week, I don't know. Everybody, every one of us must act as though we have been exposed to COVID-19. I don't think you need a test to start acting in responsible ways, given this situation. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is John in Dunkirk. John, you're on. Hello.
Okay.
John, well, bro.
Get me. Okay. Take a couple of paper towels.
John, sounds like I feel like I'm listening in on a household conversation. John, are you there?
Dip them in the...
All right. Let's go to another John, this one in Buffalo. John, you're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. I'd like to find out if you can get the virus from animals, from your dogs or cats, or can they catch it? Or can they give it to somebody?
So far, there is no evidence, and again, this is on the CDC website. There is no evidence to suggest that.
Okay, well, if it came from an animal, then why couldn't it transmute or, be taken back through an animal to a human being? If it came from an animal, a bat or whatever.
Well, because the experts at CDC who do this for a living say that it just isn't going to happen, that this is something that is transmitted now human to human and obviously droplets in the air, etc.
I see.
The CDC website has much more information for those of you who want to go euthanize your pets or something because you're worried about COVID-19. My cat is ancient, sleeps with me every night, and I'm sound as a pound.
No, I worry about my animals. I was just worrying if they could get it, or if they did get it, could they give it to a human being back? All right, we answered all my questions.
For questions like that, you really need to go to the CDC website. And I have to give you the cautionary answer as well, that based on what we think we know right now, that your scenario is highly unlikely.
I see.
A low probability, I'd give that a very low probability. If you assume that anything in life is theoretically possible, I'd give that one a very low probability.
I see what you mean. Well, thank you, Mr. Barley. I hope you have a good day.
All right. I shall and am. Thank you. I know that there was a dog that was released from quarantine and then died. I hate to say this, but until the scientists look at the results of a necropsy, do we really know from what it died? I mean, we've all had pets that have gone over the Rainbow Bridge well before coronavirus. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Sue in Lancaster. Sue, you're on. Sue, you're on. Hello. I'll try one more time. Sue? All right. Owen in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. Hey, Phil, something's going on with the phones here because this is not... Something is amiss with our phones because this is highly unusual. I'm going to put you on hold. Let me try one more before I decide that taking any further calls until we get it fixed is futile. Here's Ray in Niagara Falls. Ray?
How are you?
I can hear you.
Yeah. You can hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to bring something up. It's not a conspiracy thing. It's what I've experienced in this last year at my gym. I run a boxing gym in Niagara Falls. I've been doing this for 48 years. This year, I've noticed there were so many kids and adults out with flus, like in October, November. They all complained of the same thing, that they were out. The third day, they couldn't get out of bed. They had body aches. This went on for about 5 days, and then they couldn't recover. They were tired for up to 2 weeks. Well, that was sort of, I just thought it was the flu, I'm thinking. But my wife went in the hospital last March, and she almost passed from whatever she caught. It was a lung thing. It started off as a cough, and then boom, her lungs gave out. They rushed her to the hospital. She sat in a chair for 3 days. She couldn't even lay down. That's how bad it was. They brought in they couldn't figure out at St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston what she had. I mean,
Hold on a minute, Ray, if you would, because we did kind of talk about that yesterday. If people go back to your news feeds from your friends last October, November, you will see a lot of posts from people saying, hey, does anybody else have this thing that's going around? I've had this cough, or we had to take my sister to the hospital last night because she couldn't breathe. Now, was that coronavirus 19 or was that something else? I don't know the answer to that. So far, I mean, one of the good things is, for the most part, the making this weaponized as a political tool seems to have died down. I did read an article last night by a physician in the UK, which, of course, stated that successive waves of conservative governments have slashed funding to the national health, making it a political issue. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and who's next? Joe in Orchard Park. Hopefully we can hear him. Joe, you're on. Joe.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I've got a question regarding the fast, rapid hysteria. But all at the same point, have you noticed all the CEOs that have been let go or stepping down from their position recently?
Why does this sound like a setup question? What's your point?
My point is it's almost like, here, my hand's on fire while my left hand is doing something else to steal your pocket. There's Disney CEO, Bill Gates, Les Wexner, Randy Freer.
And what's your point?
Keith Block.
What is your point?
My point is why is it that all these CEOs are stepping down within the past month or two? At the same point, we have this mass hysteria that I believe is kind of mass-produced through the media and the government.
I know. All the people look that up themselves and do their own thinking on that one. 524 at News Radio 9. I know. At News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, in an unrelated development, the sales of weed are way up, according to the Drudge Report. Here's Robert in Mayville on WBEN. Sweet Jesus, help me. Robert, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you? You mentioned how the flu transmitted from the bird.
Yes.
We vaccinate cows for the coronavirus.
Well, there's a whole bunch of coronaviruses. This is just the latest, COVID-19.
Right. I was just curious.
Like, if you look at an old can of Lysol, it says, kills coronavirus.
Right. You know, maybe it mutated from, say, a cow and someone ate the meat. And here we go.
Well, the best...
possibility.
The best scientific minds I've heard are saying it mutated from birds. Whether it mutated from birds or wombats at this point is immaterial.
Yeah, yeah. Any one of them, right.
Or is a wombat a bird? A kangaroo would have been a better choice, or an aardvark.
Yeah.
Maybe a hedgehog. All right, thank you very much. I can only go with what the scientists tell me. I can only rely on the WHO website, the CDC website, the Erie County Department of Health, and similar websites. I can only rely on peer-reviewed academic places. I can't rely on conspiracy websites. That would be very irresponsible. And you know what? If the Chinese bioweapons program is behind it, we're all going to get one hell of a check when this thing goes to The Hague and the International Court. Look at it that way. It is 26, we'll own China, 26 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, it is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. CDC.gov. Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses. Some cause illness in people, and others, such as canine and feline coronaviruses, only affect animals. Rarely, animal coronaviruses that infect animals have emerged to infect people and can spread between people. This is suspected to have occurred for the virus that causes COVID-19, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS, are two other examples of coronaviruses that originated from animals and then spread to people. Also, by the way, the Spanish flu, so-called epidemic, had an avian or bird origin, all right? We know that. Doctors know that. Other stuff to get to that has arisen, and if you have a problem with what I'm saying, you can take it up with the CDC. Maybe you know more than the CDC does, or maybe they know. Some website knows more than the CDC does. Let's see. Should I be concerned about pets or other animals and COVID-19? While this virus seems to have emerged from an animal source, it is now spreading from person to person in China. There is no reason to think that any animals, including...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Having pets in the United States might be a source of infection with this new coronavirus. To date, CDC has not received any reports of pets or other animals becoming sick with COVID-19. At this time, there is no evidence that companion animals, including pets, can spread COVID-19. However, since animals can spread other diseases to people, it's always a good idea to wash your hands after being around animals. Source, cdc.gov, frequently asked questions. So they have a wealth of information, and if you choose to not believe it, that is your prerogative. If you choose to believe it, that is your prerogative. By the way, I won't even get into that right now. Speaking of bats, today has kind of been bat poop day here on the show. It is 5:40 at News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're 18 to 49 years old, are you taking this seriously? Do you think that younger people are taking it seriously? If you're an Uber driver, I'd love to hear from you. I heard with Joe Beamer last night. Brenda Alacy will be doing the show tonight. But I heard on Joe Beamer last night a dude calling in who has lost 30%. I'm sorry, he's lost 70% of his Uber business, and that is how he supports his family, by being an Uber driver. People aren't going out because there's nowhere to go. Really? And again, all of the concern about, well, when can I be tested for COVID-19? I want to know if I've got COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I'm going to repeat what I've been saying for several days and what was echoed today by a guy who knows a lot more about this stuff than I do, the president of Catholic Health, Mark Sullivan. All of us must act as though we have been exposed to COVID-19. I'm acting that way. I have zero symptoms. I have no reason to believe I have COVID-19, and I'd like to keep it that way. But I'm acting as though I have been exposed. Now, I mentioned earlier, I'm not going to see my mother for a long time. Okay? Just common courtesy, common sense. But I know a young lady who works in food service. And it's important to note, she has not traveled anywhere. She's working very, very hard. She won't fly. I'm sorry. Her boyfriend won't fly, nor will he get on a ship, a boat. But this young lady has to deal with customers all day long in a food establishment. She is also responsible for taking care of her elderly mother. And she cannot be the only person in that situation. She doesn't have a choice. She has to work. Her place is open. She has to handle cash and credit cards. And she has to take care of her mother. So obviously, in a situation like that, you know, you're going to have to use your best possible precautions. And I'd like to emphasize and I can get depositions on this easily. This person has not traveled at all. No cruise, no flight, nothing like that. In fact, I've been around her quite a bit, and I assure you she is as white as the rest of us. Not a bit of sun has hit her skin, provided, of course, you are Caucasian. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN and say hello to Tony in West Seneca. Tony, you are on. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Tom. So I'm in my early 40s, you know, married, and, you know, I have some younger kids and that. And I can tell you, I mean, I'm not scared of getting this virus. And a lot of people I know, you know, they don't seem to have a great fear of getting it either. I mean, if we do get it, you know, we know that as long as we stayed, you know, quarantined indoors, we stand a very good chance of making a full and complete recovery from it.
Sure you do.
I think, you know, a greater concern among people I talk to is, and you mentioned panic, I think it's the fear, you know, and I think, I don't fear this, but I think some people fear that this government is, you know, going to, like what's happening in San Francisco with the shelter in place, and de Blasio has called for that, you know, in New York, and I think people believe we're going to fall under martial law. Well, you know, Andrew Cuomo, you know, he said that yesterday, you know, and he reassured again today. He said, he goes, no shelter in place, you know, no martial law, and, you know, he did state that, you know, he thinks fear, and I think he's correct in saying this, fear is something that is a greater danger than the virus itself. And
I agree 100% with Governor Cuomo.
I do, too. And, you know, I'm not really – I haven't always been all that big on Cuomo, but I think, you know, himself and Mark Palancars have done, you know, a very good job, you know, kind of guiding us through the waters of this so far. Is, you know, this is something we haven't been faced with before. And Mark Palancars said yesterday, he goes, there is no driving ban. He goes, go where you want. He's like, drive, pick up some food, support your local businesses. It's just avoiding the large crowds of people. And, you know, people shouldn't fear that the government, you know, the local police are going to come into your house and, you know, if you're a gun owner, take your guns and take anything else. I mean, people, at this point, people need to put those fears aside because, as you said, I mean, that's where, you know, panic can ensue and there's no need to panic about that.
I don't see it. I mean, any emergency powers that are given to any executive at any level of government during this situation must have a sunset provision in them. They cannot be permanent powers. I don't want another Patriot Act, to be brutally frank with you. But I will also say that I think our government in general, under the circumstances, has done an excellent job. And that includes President Trump, it includes Governor Cuomo, and it includes Mark Palancars. I mean, if I had to nitpick little things that I might have done differently, I mean, or if I had to criticize, I'd be nitpicking.
Right.
So I do share with you confidence that what is being done is, I honestly believe at this point, given new information, and the fluidity of the situation, it is necessary. And the whole notion of flattening the curve makes sense. We don't want the most vulnerable people to be deprived of gold standard medical treatment by exceeding the capacity in a surge more than can be absorbed. We don't want that. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not an Andrew Cuomo guy. I'm not a Mark Palancars guy. I think early on, Cuomo tried to weaponize this politically against President Trump, but he seems to have changed his tune to some degree on that. And, you know, as often happens in a situation like this, and we saw this after 9/11 for a short period of time, have you noticed the... Not so much in media, because the barbs are still coming in on a lot of the media civil wars that they've got and the talk shows and discussion shows. But the politicians, many of them seem to have the attitude that they had after 9/11, that this is truly a national situation. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be dealt with. And we're hearing, I don't know, unless I'm living in a little bubble, we're hearing less of the usual BS than we've been hearing lately. But you may have a different view on it, and that's totally cool. Let's go to Owen in Lancaster. Try you again. Owen, you're on. Hello.
Hey.
There you are. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with all the testing going on, have you seen the report about the mistakes being made in the testing that, like, so far, there's been, like, two people who have been told no, and then very soon after, Erie County has said, yes, you would now have it, and those people have been exposed to the outside world.
You know what? Maybe I'm naive, but That doesn't concern me, and I will tell you why. I'll repeat something I just said. Owen, at this point, if you've been out anywhere in the last 2 weeks, what do you think the chances are that you have come into contact with a place that has been visited by someone with coronavirus, knowing that 80 to 87% of people with it are asymptomatic or very mildly affected? What do you think your chances are?
99%.
Thank you. Therefore, what's the point of all the testing?
I know, right?
Unless somebody presents with symptoms and the testing is necessary to determine the treatment they receive, this whole issue of testing and test kits to me seems to be one that is making, if you're interested in gathering statistics, I don't know how many tests you need to do, but every one of us needs to act as though and assume that we've been exposed to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Owen. And that's why I say, and I say this with respect to the county executive, who I think has done an exemplary job, along with Dr. Burstein. Yes, I just said something nice about Mark Poloncarz. And I do think he's done an exemplary job. But I really do believe that at this point, isolating places where the positive tested people have been and at what time, it's kind of silly. Because clearly this thing is out there. This Corona 19 is out there. It has been out there. And I would suggest to you the chances are very high that you have been in the same space at the same time or closely in proximity thereof to somebody who has COVID-19. So let's just assume that we all have been exposed. And let's just assume that all of us need to shelter in place, which is basically what we are doing. You know, they're not calling it shelter in place, but that's the effect. I love to socialize with my friends. We're not going to be doing that for a while. You know, this is Thursday. I'd be at the Creekview watching live music, but it ain't going to happen. Saturday, I'd be at Santora's watching live music. It ain't going to happen. How seriously are you taking this if you're 18 to 49? And if you're older than that, how seriously are you taking it? Your general thoughts, how this is affecting you, and are you up to dealing with this in the long term? Are you? Because you're going to have to be. I'm a very impatient person, folks. I want things done 3 days ago. But there are things in life over which we have no control. This is one of them. And I will tell you that if the opportunity comes up for me to volunteer to work more, I've already volunteered to work more hours here at the radio station, as many as needed, as many days as needed, I will do 7 day weeks if the situation calls for that. I have no issue with that whatsoever. One point being, what the hell else am I going to do? And the other thing is, I think that local radio in a time like this is very, very important. You know, there's something I think you get out of this from other folks calling in, not from me, but from other folks calling in, that kind of builds that camaraderie and that feeling that we are in this all together, all of us. Let's go to Derek in Angelica on WBEN. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how's it going? It's Eric, E-R-I-C. I just wanted to hear that.
Sorry, Eric.
Not a problem. I appreciate what you're doing. You're putting out great work and excellent information. So I wanted to agree with you on a couple things and respectfully disagree on a couple of things, and hopefully we can still be friends. I totally agree with you in the near term at the immediate level. Let's be responsible. If you can afford to take a month off, do it now. Pull out whatever investment or rabbit out of the hat you can do and try to play with the program. At the same time, I have to disagree with you a little bit. I think they did see this coming. And what I'm about to say, I got from the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins University. And back in October, they had something called Event 201. And it says off their website, quote, the Event 201 pandemic exercise conducted on October 18th, 2019, vividly demonstrated a number of important gaps in pandemic preparedness, as well as some of the elements of solutions between the public and private sectors. And it goes on to lay out the whole event, which where they had the event 201 simulates an outbreak of a novel coronavirus transmitted from bats to pigs to people that will eventually become efficiently transmittable from person to person, leading to a severe pandemic.
Well, I definitely want to talk to you further after the news at 6. Can you hold on?
Absolutely, sir.
All right, absolutely, because and I don't think we're really in disagreement on this. I mean, remember, the military, for example, they do war games all the time, planning for various contingencies. People in virology and public health, they're always doing exercises and modeling and what happens if. And remember, before 9/11, there were actual simulations of what happens in the event a 9/11-like attack takes place. But when you do a risk management assessment, some things get put to the bottom of the pile. So it is possible to both see something coming and to say, chances, it's not going to happen then. Stay with us. But I can't wait to talk more to Eric on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.